Henry Olson, Democrat Full Wokeness Unites Every Wing of the Trump Coalition. By Robert Krajcik on September 24, 2019. Full wokeness from the eventual Democrat presidential nominee will unify every wing of President Donald Trump's coalition. Estimated Washington Post columnist Henry Olson in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Many Americans are frightened by the left-wing vision promoted by Democrats, said Olson. I think it's clear that a lot of Democrat policies, and particularly the stridency with which they are promoted, scare a lot of people, even the people who don't like President Trump, assessed Olson. Listen. Olson continued, full wokeness would mobilize every Trump supporter to make sure they get out and vote. Because the combination of economic policies and the cultural stridency unites every wing of the Trump coalition. Senator Elizabeth Warren's, DMA, record of supporting full woke positions will become a political liability in a presidential election, determined Olson. I have a hard time seeing how Warren can avoid that, speculated Olson. She might want to campaign on the economy. But on the other hand, she's already gone full woke. She's already called for reparations. She's already said that the border should be decriminalized. And that there should be no such thing as illegal immigration. She's already embraced radical positions on abortion. Olson added, it's very hard to see how Elizabeth Warren avoids talking about that, because you know that the president and Republicans will remind her over and over and over again. I think she's already stepped into that, so to speak, and it's going to be hard for her to extricate herself. Trump's greatest political threat is from a Democrat nominee who escapes full wokeness, said Olson. The most formidable opponent for Donald Trump is anyone who doesn't scare the middle, Olson stated. Right now, Joe Biden is avoiding full wokeness. He's talking about things in a way where he goes part of the way, but he doesn't go all the way there. Joe Biden may move further left over the course of the Democrats' presidential nomination process, noted Olson. It's not clear that the Biden we're seeing now is the Biden we're going to see in February, Olson said. Will he move left, and sharply left, to get himself the nomination? I don't know. And I think that if Biden does, then that, plus his notable penchant for gaffes and his obvious inability to maintain a steady debate performance across an entire 2 hours, will eventually be questions that voters will consider. Warren's demeanor, arraigned Olson, is unappealing to a broad swathe of the electorate. I've been watching the Democratic debates, and the thing that strikes me, as a former graduate of a well-ranked law school, is how much she reminds me of what she actually is, which is a law professor, Olson expressed. Olson continued, the same demeanor of the professor's always right, staring straight out as if you were looking at a class with 200 students in it, and conducting the sort of pointed discussion that really doesn't admit of discussion. Olson went on, unfortunately, the election is not a classroom where students have to agree with you or be quiet. In an election, people decide whether or not they like the person at the front of the room. And it doesn't surprise me that a lot of people who don't already agree with their positions, not just the populist positions, but the whole demeanor of everything is awful and needs to be thrown upside down, don't find her terribly attractive, particularly people who don't have college degrees. Breitbart News Tonight airs Monday through Friday on SiriusXM's Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter @RKrajcik.